Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at adjacent segment pathology, and finally, a story about cervical vertebra anatomical differences. For Health Beat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to Health Beat Podcast number 573, recorded December 2nd, 2016. Health Beat is Chiropractic Online, today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/T-Eglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. A recent study was published in the Asian Spine Journal related to a problem referred to as adjacent segment pathology. Anterior cervical fusion has become a standard of care for numerous pathologic conditions of the cervical spine. However, subsequent development of clinically significant disc disease at levels adjacent to fused discs is a serious long-term complication of this procedure. As more patients live longer after surgery, it is foreseeable that adjacent segment pathology will develop in increasing numbers of patients. Also, adjacent segment pathology has been studied more intensively with the recent popularity of motion preservation technologies like total disc arthroplasty. The true nature and scope of adjacent segment pathology remains poorly understood. The etiology of adjacent segment pathology is most likely multifactorial. Various factors including altered biomechanical stresses, surgical disruption of soft tissue, and the natural history of cervical disc disease contribute to the development of adjacent segment pathology. General factors associated with disc degeneration include gender, age, smoking, and sports may play a role in the development of adjacent segment pathology. Postoperative sagittal alignment and type of surgery are also considered potential causes of adjacent segment pathology. Therefore, a spine surgeon must be particularly careful to avoid unnecessary disruption of the musculoligamentous structures, reduced risk of direct injury to the disc during dissection, and maintain a safe margin between the plate edge and adjacent vertebra during anterior cervical fusion. Surf to our show notes for links. A study was published in the European Spine Journal to describe certain anatomical variations of the foramen transversarium in spine cervical vertebra in a contemporary specimen of an Indo-European population and approached their clinical importance during cervical spine surgery. The study concluded that 10 out of the 17 skeletons studied were presented with variations, including extremely narrow or multiple foramina. This finding of hypoplastic duplicated and triplicated foramina transversaria in unexpectedly high rates raises questions about the integrity of the contained structures and the possibility of a different path for them. These variations may induce an extraosseous position of the vertebra artery, and the ignorance of such an event may have catastrophic consequences during a surgery in the cervical spine. Surf to our show notes for links.
As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com.
Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Maya Angelou. We may encounter many defeats, but we must not be defeated. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Igloe.